Now that we're heading back to school, I've been talking to parents every day in my office about how to get their kids to sleep a little bit earlier. During the summer, we often stay up later having fun. And now that we're headed back to school, earlier bedtimes are important for so many. Parents are often shocked when I tell them that kids really need 10 hours of sleep at night, and that's important for them to focus and concentrate properly at school. So tips that I like to share with parents in my office is to, during the day, make sure that your kids are getting outside and they're active. At nighttime, about an hour before bed, make sure you turn off all of those electronics and get those screens out of your child's bedroom. And then you're gonna start that relaxing bedtime routine, and that might consist of bath, shower, brushing teeth, maybe you read your child a story, or older kids might want to read to themselves. Lots of hugs, kisses, and then lights out, it's bedtime. Because sleep is really critical to the developing brain and the growing body. And sometimes parents do need another tool. And that's why I've partnered with Natrol Children's Melatonin. And that's when I often recommend giving a low-dose melatonin, such as Natrol Kids Melatonin. It's 1 milligram. It's safe and effective and can help give kids that extra little nudge they need to get their sleep-wake cycle back on track for a healthy school year. So melatonin is produced by your brain when it's dark outside. So as that sun starts to go down, your child's brain and adults too start producing melatonin. And that's what regulates the sleep-wake cycle in the body and tells you it's time to go to sleep. In the morning, when the sun comes up, that's when the brain stops producing melatonin. For more information on how to get your child back to sleep on time or to answer all of questions that you have about melatonin, visit natrol.com.